Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, Friday night, I would say it got my money, but it didn't. It just got my eyeballs.
Got a lot of eyeballs.
The Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was lame, as predicted.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody knew that, but
I tried telling as many people as I could that that thing was not a real fight, and people did not want
They didn't care.
People did not want to listen, and people kept thinking that Mike Tyson was going to win that fight.
I don't think they did. I think what that captivated, what that fight had was... Because I think everybody deep down knew that Tyson was too old and that this is going to suck. But I think we were all willing to watch and pay that price to be disappointed on the off chance of the what if.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. It looked as expected.
It was pathetic.
But it was very bad. But the attraction was the what if. Mm. And Tyson just has a lore, man. He has a following... He's like freaking Tiger Woods on steroids from back in the day. Like, he just had that. He had people captivated. And so for one night at the age of 58, a lot of people were like, well, what if? So I got to tune in. And of course, it didn't happen.
I think you nailed it. I never thought that Jake Paul was not going to win the fight. But also, I waited all eight rounds kind of holding my seat. Like, is Tyson going to connect with one? Just with one. Didn't think it was good. Didn't think he was going to. But I thought there was the off chance. And that's why I stayed for all eight rounds.
Well, and that's the thing.
And that's why people watched.
After, there were two rounds. They had 16-ounce gloves on. They were basically hitting each other with cushions. No one was knocking anyone out. I even told you before the fight, there was probably a gentleman's agreement between the two of them not to go headhunting. And I
think, yeah, that's true, because Paul could have pummeled him.
Yes, and he didn't.
Especially late. And he didn't.
Yeah, so neither side, it just wasn't a real fight. And Tyson almost died 8 months ago. A year and a half ago, Tyson was in a wheelchair. He couldn't walk. And after the first... a 2 minute round, I just felt bad. It just was a sad, it felt like a dog that you needed to get put out to pasture.
Yeah, it really was sad.
And to me, it's just an indictment on, I don't know, it's an indictment on sports. It's an indictment on our culture. It's an indictment on the influencer thing that became as big as it did. It's I think it's sad,
like,
and
I said,
pathetic.
I look at it a little differently. I just think it was they captured our imaginations with the what if, and we were willing to tune in to see if something happened, and of course it didn't, and we kind of knew that. But, you know, if Tyson's getting $20 million for it, Yeah. I mean, I don't care. I thought it was really cool watching him walk into the ring. I'm like, you know, there's Tyson just has an aura for people that they wanted to see that one last time. It was almost like Tiger winning the Masters again.
I actually thought that was the saddest part. There's all the pomp and circumstance for Jake, and then Mike just walks out there.
I thought that was great.
I thought he looked like he didn't want to be there. Like he just had to do it for the money and all the spotlights
well,
on him.
Did.
No, of course, but that's what made it look sad. It looked sad and pathetic.
And everyone from Dana White to Lou DiBella to Bob Arum, everyone says that the numbers that they throw out there, Tyson doesn't sound like Tyson got 20 million. Jake Paul didn't get his 60. They're saying the two women that fought on the undercard, they did not get paid $6 and $8 million.
Why not?
Because all the numbers that MVP Promotions and Jake Paul throw out there, almost anyone that is inside that sport looks at those numbers and say they're just not real. Like 108 million people, they were saying, tuned in at once to watch that.
So it's like Trump and his rally numbers?
It certainly feels that way. And look, this all I know is I try to listen to a lot of people that are involved in TV, and they're like, dude, those numbers are not true. And in Netflix, again, those are coming from Netflix.
60 million? Is that what they said?
Yeah, 100, they said 60 million households and 108 million people. Dude, that's damn near the Super Bowl. I don't know.
Well, DoorDash said they had a higher food delivery surge for that than the Super Bowl.
Did they really?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it was a big deal, dude. And a lot of it was that it was just on Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's pay-per-view, I'm not paying for it.
That's a big deal.
But yeah, it was a big deal because it's like, oh, it's on there. Let's see. My wife was even into it. Because
who's paying $59.99 to watch
that? Exactly. I'm not
watching
that.
Nobody.
I'll say this. This is what I will give Jake Paul credit for. And it pains me because I grew up being a boxing fan and I still really enjoy boxing and I love combat sports. And I just think what this is again, I think it's a sad indictment on where we're at, but this is where I will give Jake Paul credit. He's a good athlete. He's roided to the gills, but he's a really good athlete and he has dedicated himself to being a better boxer. He's put a lot of time and effort into it. He is a dog-ass fighter. And if he fought anyone that was even remotely his age, remotely his size, it would be a pummeling of a lifetime. But what he does well, besides work, he works really hard and he puts a lot of time and effort into this. He may be the best promoter there is because he keeps getting people to buy into this shtick. And until people wake up to it, eventually people have to be wise to this and be like, I'm not going to keep paying attention to this. I keep thinking that, and yet it doesn't happen. The one time that he fought someone who's not even a boxer, he just fought the brother of a great boxer in Tyson Fury's brother. Dude, he got his ass kicked. Like, he's a terrible fighter, but he keeps picking non-boxers or 58-year-old senior citizens that damn near died a year before and that were in a wheelchair 2 years. And people, I have a hard time processing that, but I guess that's where I give him and his brother credit. It's like the Kardashians. You can hate the Kardashians all you want. Give them credit because they get people to pay attention to them. And maybe that's something that boxing can learn from this and combat sports in general. Maybe you take a page from him because no one pays attention to boxing the way that they pay attention to Jake Paul. And for that, I give him all the credit in the world.
A little bit of an indictment on boxing, though, too.
It's a horrible indictment into boxing.
Because I love boxing, but there's nothing for me to watch. I mean, dude, I'm not going to watch Jake Paul.
Yeah.
I want to watch real fights, but give me the last good one. Give me the last one that I needed to see besides Pacquiao Mayweather. And that was like, when was that?
Oh, that was years ago.
Yeah. Like, that's the last time. You can grab me as a sports fan, as a boxing guy. You can grab me. I'm there for you.
Yeah.
But you have given me nothing. Nothing except one last hurrah with Mike Tyson, and I was there for it.
That's the other weird one, too, is like Tyson's not even an all-time great fighter, but, you know.
But he's Mike Tyson.
But he's an all-time great icon.
Yeah, you can't deny the Mike Tyson aura.
No.
Did you like the fact that Rosie Perez was on the call?
And that was the other thing is I was sitting at a bar. And so it was on because I was at a bar.
Were you able to hear the announcers?
Kind of, sort of.
Because they were horrible.
Yeah, and that's what people were saying. And they, it kept glitching out and kept, like, it kept...
A lot of buffering, yeah.
Yeah, and some people were obviously pretty pissed. I didn't really care because I didn't really care about the fight, but there were a lot of people there that were rather angry about it. Yeah. And again, just, again, it's turned into, it's just turned into a spectacle. And,
well, do better boxing.
It's a spectacle that people wanted to tune in for.
Put somebody else out there who's got some cachet.
Yeah, well, Tyson Fury and Dante Wilder was really good. I was trying to think of the last time that we had...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Just, you know, a monster fight that people cared about. Now, if you're in boxing, there are some fights that people would be into, but I'm trying to think of ones that really captivated the public. And I would probably say those were the last ones, because Wilder and Fury were just these larger than life human beings. And Tyson Fury is this great character, the Gypsy King, and Dante Wilder throws bombs. But again, I'm guessing you didn't pay much attention to that.
Nope. I feel like the ones HBO does the hype series for, like, those are the last ones I remember being iconic. The Mayweather Pacquiao Hatton ones, where they had 24/7 leading up to those fights. I can't remember being intrigued by fights since then.
No, I like the sport.
Well, HBO's out of, I mean, and this just tells you where boxing is at, in that, like, HBO and Showtime are out of the game, basically. They don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the sport, but I'm also just, I'm a casual fan in that, yeah. I need personalities. I need stars.
Spence and Crawford fought, and that was a big one. But again, unless you were like that was probably the most anticipated fight that I've seen in years. Two of the very best, and it didn't end up being a great fight. And again, I don't know how many people got roped into that. As a fight fan, I cannot recall a bigger buzz that the general public had than Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. And that is so weird to me. It's hard to process.
Hey, we got to see Mike Tyson's butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you catch that at the bar?
I saw that at the bar. That in fact, that was probably the highlight of the night.
I think that it was all downhill from there, wasn't
it? Yeah. Yeah.
And Roy Jones on the call fighting with, so you didn't hear this, but Roy Jones, Rosie Perez, and whoever the fight guy was, the announcer. The announcer and Roy Jones kept arguing about why Tyson was biting his glove.
Yeah, because they tried to put the sound on for the actual Tyson fight.
So did you hear them fighting?
Yeah,
about it?
And they.
So Jones would not listen to the
and
guy.
And someone said that he would do that forever.
The guy, Jones said Jones was the worst commentator I've ever heard on a sport ever. Yeah. And that's saying something, because Rosie Perez was on there. She was better than he was.
Yeah.
And Roy Jones knows fighting, but my God.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, he's biting his glove. There's something wrong with his mouthpiece. There's something wrong with his mouthpiece. And the announcer kept saying, Roy, I've done Tyson fights. He does this. He has a thing with the...
Well, he said after the fight, tick. It's a biting tick station.
They asked him about it, and he said that. But Roy would not let it go. He's like, you got a problem with this? It was a mess. The whole thing was a mess.
Yeah.
All the drunk celebrities.
Well, if this didn't officially kill boxing, then I don't know what will. Because this...
How about a 60-year-old Mike Tyson?
Well, just get another YouTuber up there pumping up his fight.
Right.
We will all do this again, I promise.
Logan Paul.
Would this work in any avenue that if we got someone who wasn't very good at their craft, but was a big name and was an unlikable force and just manufactured this, would people tune into this no matter what?
Bronny James?
Yeah, like...
What do you mean? Like somebody taking up a new sport?
Well, yeah, like if you had some sort of influencer and then like challenged LeBron James to a one-on-one match, I mean, or is it the fact that it's fighting? I mean, It's fascinating that this is like, he is not, he's bad. He is legitimately a bad fighter. He is not a professional fighter. And yet he is probably the biggest draw right now in the game, but only because he fought Mike. Like, he can't do this again.
But could he have done this in another sport?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he could. He's got quite a following.
Yeah. And I honestly think that for Jake Paul, the gig is probably up now, because like, you can't keep doing this.
Coming to an NFL training camp near you.
Right? Jake Paul. Like,
yes.
One of the
linebacker Jake Paul.
One of the cruiserweight champs just said, "Dude, if you fight anyone in the top 15 and win, I will fight you for a world championship." Like, eventually you can't keep fighting like retired MMA guys and 60-year-old men.
Or converted fighters from one sport to another.
Or can you? Can you just keep putting your foot in the... Are we that dumb that we just keep buying?
You know what? He's going to go back to that well till it's dry, I'll tell you that much.
Well, hell yeah. And remember, as somebody points out on the Vancouver 4 text line, we all watch Tiger King, okay?
Yeah. And this is, this is why I give Jake Paul all the credit in the world, is he gets people to pay attention. And he gets people to spend money.
I don't really know why, though. I mean,
I don't get it either.
I don't get him.
I also have a question. I'm also, and I mean old. This sincerely. Does Rosie Perez have a specific connection to boxing?
She's from Brooklyn,
and I think she's a boxing fan.
Well, Tyson's from Brooklyn. Yeah. And she's a boxer. So they brought her in.
Still feels like a reach for qualification.
Well, they brought her in for the Tyson.
She knows it because she grew up in the same city. Like,
the nostalgia of, what Tyson means to Brooklyn and what Tyson means, you know.
I feel like you could have done one segment with her. Like, you didn't make her a host.
I'm not defending the idea of Rosie Perez on the call, but this is shocking to say. Rosie Perez was not the worst one
she
on
was
the
not.
Call.
She wasn't. I just didn't understand how she got there.
All right, we got to go. Coming up next, in the Nuez, here is Buck.